ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 45।
जुबांग मांग पुत्र भावेन ब्रह्म भावेन चासकृत् चिन्तयन्तो कृतस्नेहो जास्येथे मद्गतिं पराम्।
वर्ड मीनिंग जुबाम बोथ ऑफ यू हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ माम अंटू मी पुत्र भावेन आज योर सन ब्रह्म भावेन नोइंग दैट आई एम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड च एंड असकृत कंस्टांटली चिंतयंतो थिंकिंग लाइक दैट कृत स्नेहो डीलिंग विथ लव एंड अफेक्शन जस्ये थे साल बोथ अटेन मत गतिम माई सुप्रीम अबोड परम विच इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल बियॉन्ड दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाई हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन Both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me as your son, but always know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly, with love and affection, you will achieve the highest perfection, returning home back to Godhead. Purport. This instruction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his father and mother, who are eternally connected with him, is specially intended for persons eager to return home back to Godhead. One should never think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an ordinary human being, as non-devotees do. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally appeared and left his instructions for the benefit of all human society. But fools and rascals unfortunately think of him as an ordinary human being and twist the instructions of Bhagavad Gita for the satisfaction of their senses. Practically, everyone commenting on Bhagavad Gita interprets it for sense gratification. It has become especially fashionable for modern scholars and politicians to interpret Bhagavad Gita as if it were something fictitious, and by their wrong interpretations, they are spoiling their own careers and the careers of others. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, is fighting against these principles of degrading Krishna as a fictitious person and of accepting that there was no battle of Kurukshetra, that everything is symbolic and that nothing in Bhagavad Gita is true. In any case, if one truly wants to be successful, one can do so by reading the text of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially stressed the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. If one wants to achieve the highest success in life, one must accept Bhagavad Gita as spoken by the Supreme Lord. By accepting Bhagavad Gita in this way, all of human society can become perfect and happy. It is to be noted that because Vasudeva and Devaki would be separated from Krishna when he was carried to Gokula, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, the Lord personally instructed them that they should always think of him as their son and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That would keep them in touch with him. After 11 years, the Lord would return to Mathura to be their son, and therefore there was no question of separation. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare Krishna. So in this discussion, this is the concluding verse spoken by Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, to his father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, inside the jail. Lord already told to both of them why he appeared in front of them in 400 form, in full uniform and opulence. He told, if I would not appear in this full opulent in 400 form, then not only you both, others also, they would not accept me as the Lord. Because already many children you have, you will take me in your lap as a normal child. But to convince you, to confirm you and everybody, even Kansa, that I am the Supreme Personality, I came in my full uniform. And also to remind you that I am not only this time your child, also in your previous birth, when you were Prishni and Sutapa, when you were Kasyapa and Aditi, that time also I appeared in the same form. So to make sure that in the same form you, before your three births, when Brahma instructed you to beget child, so you both, and third, why you will interest for some ordinary child? Better you should have a child like a supreme person. So he went through severe austerities, and finally you ask boon from me when I become pleased that you want a son like me. At that time you want a son like me, so you have putra bhava and also ishwara bhava. So because you both have the mood, you are thinking me as the personality of Godhead and also thinking me as your child, so accordingly I appear in this particular form in which both putratva and ishwaratva both are there. You can see me as supreme personality of Godhead. I am the Parameshwara, and also because you have vatsalya bhava to me, you will see me. He is my child too. So both rasas are there, vatsalya and aishwarya. And we know that Vasudeva and Devaki, as Prabhupada mentioned, they are eternally connected with Krishna. Krishna also eternally accept him as his father and mother. When Krishna appeared as Prishnigarbha, he appeared not in his full form, in part. And that's why the Vasudeva Devaki also appeared as father, not in full, in part. They are the ansa. Vasudeva Devaki is the ansi, and their ansa is Prishni and Sutapa. Same, Kasyapa and Aditi also, they are ansa, they are part. The full form is Vasudeva and Devaki. When the Supreme Lord will appear in his full form, their parents will appear in their full form also. If they appear in part, the parents will appear in part. So, and they are eternally, always their father and mother. Nitya Siddha Parsad. They are not sadhana siddha. Not by doing some sadhana, some tapasya, they achieve this post. No, just like Krishna and Sutapa and all that. So, then in this verse, particularly, many will consider that Lord is telling that mad gatim param, jasyethe mad gatim param. Many will say, na param gati, they will achieve the real liberation now. That means, how they will get the liberation? Na by doing the chintan, chintayatvam, brahma bhavena, putra bhavena, by engaged in constant thinking of Parameshwara Brahma and also as putra, they will get liberation. It's not like that. They are already liberated. Why they will get liberation? For them it is not like that. Actually, param gatim, Krishna is telling, before your ansa as Krishna and Sutapa and Kasyapa and Aditi, now you will come along with all your parts and parcel to my abode. Sripad Sridhar Swami is telling in this verse that when Lord told that, oh my dear father and mother, you can do see me in putra bhava and ishwara bhava, and then like thinking like that, you will achieve me, you will mad gatim param gatim jasyethe. So by hearing this, Vasudeva Devaki will think, oh my dear Lord, oh my dear our child, you are so dear and near to us. You are always coming. Three times already you have come as our child. That means you have full mercy upon us. Mercifully you are appearing as our dear child. So we know from Shastra and all sadhus, they would say that to whom you become merciful, then their life, they become liberated. That's their last life. So you are so near and dear to us,
like our child. So why we are coming again and again? 3 times we have already come. We appeared 3 times. Why we would have not come? That should be our final life. If we get your bliss, then that should be the final. Why 3 times we come also? You are not really merciful upon us? Then Lord explained, no, 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 don't worry. This time is final. This time you will achieve paragati. You will not come again. And also, Lord is instructing through Vasudeva and Devaki to all of us, all sadhakas. They are Nitya Siddha, they are not sadhaka. But through them, Lord is instructing to all sadhakas that anybody interested to go back home, back to Godhead, anybody want to go back to Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha, what is the process? The process is constant thinking of him. Constantly thinking of Vaikunthapati, Narayana or Krishna, whatever. Chintayattam, here it means. Unless somebody is constantly think of him, forget. Ananya sintento mam yajana paripasate. So the chintan, constantly thinking is very much required. So Krishna is telling anybody intended, anybody interested to come back to my abode, they have to think constantly about me. So how the thinking will be possible? Constant thinking. Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mam anusmara. How somebody can remember Krishna constantly? Unless they have sneha. They don't, if they have love and affection, then they will think. Constant thinking and possible. So that's why this sneha kritam, sneha krit, krita sneha. Krita sneha, you have already have full affection for me. Krita sneha, you have already completed this. It is not that doing my sadhana you will do sneha before you don't know. No, 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 you have krita sneha. Krita means you have already. Before also, now also. Krita sneha. So that sneha is avasyak to do constant thinking. So how this sneha will come? How will get this sneha? Unless we have proper relation, we don't have love and affection. So that's why we should have sambandha. So some sambandha, so that's why I think sambandha is putra bhava. It's one vatsalya sambandha, vatsalya bhava. Accept me in some, as your authority, as your master, as your father, as your son, as your husband, whatever, in some rasa, some bhava, you have to accept. Otherwise, you don't have relation, strong relation, you will not have love and affection. So this putra bhava and brahma bhava. May somebody will think that brahma means impersonal brahma. It is not that chin satta matra impersonal brahma, nirakar brahma. It is not like that. Here, Brahma means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Chaitanya Charitamritam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, when he was talking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Sri Nitaya Gaur Sundar ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Radhe Sam Sundar ki. There Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also mentioned in front of the famous Pandit Sarvabhauma that Veda Sastra kare Brahma Nirupana. Brahma Brihat Vastu Ishwara Lakhyana. Brahma Sabdera Mukhya Artha Swayang Bhagavan. Swayang Bhagavan Krishna Sarva Sastrira Pramana. So he is telling Brahma means, the real meaning of Brahma is Swayang Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not the Nirakar, Chidmatra, impersonal thing. No, it is Swayang Bhagavan. So here Krishna is telling Brahma Bhavena, that is, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accept me like that. And Putra Bhavena, I am also your son, think like that. So in both ways, you have to think. And if you think like this constantly, then madgatim param, then in this life you will achieve to my abode. Definitely you will come to my abode. And you will come because you are full. All your parts and parcels also come with you to my abode. Prabhupada in the Hind purport started with that this instruction is given by Lord Krishna to their parents. And the intention behind is to teach all of us that what is the process of going back to Godhead. That is the constant thinking. Anybody want to go, Prabhupada is saying, then we have to intended for persons eager to return home back to Godhead, one should never think of Supreme Personality of Godhead as an ordinary human being. We should think of Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But many, especially in this Kali Yuga, accepting Krishna as an ordinary human being. So in this mood, Prabhupada wrote something more. He says, not only accepting Krishna as a common man, but they are also trying to misinterpret the Krishna's instructions, Bhagavad Gita. They are daring to do like that. Krishna left his instructions for the benefit of the whole human society. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. But they are thinking, no, he is not Bhagavan. Krishna is not Bhagavan. Many politicians, many leaders. Now it is a fashion to write commentary upon Bhagavad Gita. Then I will become, I am so and so. I have commentary in Bhagavad Gita. Many people, still now they are commenting and writing. But these people, they are giving commentary on the famous book Bhagavad Gita to become famous. And the commentary is just to satisfy their senses. They want to have something, they want to become famous, that's why they are commenting on Bhagavad Gita, according to their thinking. Arey, this is Krishna's words, why you are putting your words into it? But they are putting some words jugglery and giving wrong interpretation. And Prabhupada is saying, by doing that, these so-called famous politicians or leaders or educationists, by doing this wrong interpretation, they are spoiling their own career and also spoiling the careers of others. Anybody who will read this, he will also be confused. And they themselves are totally confused. These things is going on. So Prabhupada is saying, anyway, these things will go on. Krishna is allowing this, that everybody should not know me, only selected person should come to me. That's why these things are going on. So Prabhupada is saying, but if somebody is serious, if somebody want to know Krishna and achieve the supreme success in his life, then he has to get a copy of Bhagavad Gita as he teach and read it. Then at least he will understand what Krishna's words. What Krishna is saying. This is Krishna Arjuna Sambhad. So, in their commentary, Prabhupada is saying, even they are mentioning this Kurukshetra, this Kaurava, Pandava, these are symbolic. This everything not there, isn't there? There is nothing, something like Kurukshetra, it's all false. They are not accepting. Hare Baba, even now you go. Kurukshetra place is there, even that particular spot, Jyotisar, that tree is even there. That banyan tree, under which tree Krishna was speaking to Arjuna Bhagavad Gita, that tree is still there standing. But these people are saying, no, these are all symbols only, nothing like that. And some people are accepting it also. So, Mahaprabhu told that jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh amar agyaye Guru Haya Tara Aidas. For preaching, Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave this duty to all Indians, to all of us, that at least we have to practice and preach. To preach what? Now preach Krishna Upadesa. Krishna Upadesa is Bhagavad Gita. So if the Bhagavad Gita will be twisted, misinterpreted, then what will speak? This is not Krishna Upadesa. It is somebody else Upadesa. Some politician's Upadesa. So if somebody want to preach really and know and preach the real Krishna Upadesa, then they have to get a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is. And that only available in ISKCON temple. Or in marathon time, they can get in discount rate also. So, just like I told that some acharya, they are telling that Vasudeva Devaki thinking, if you are the Supreme Lord, if you are our son, if you are so merciful upon us, then why you are coming in again and again? We should went to your Prabhupada. The Krishna is telling anyway, now you will not come. You have come already two times, that's final. This time, you just do this thinking, then you will achieve jasethe madgatim param. You will achieve me. But Prabhupada also mentioned, and this param gatim is called utkrishta gati. Param is param gatim, utkrishta gatim. Utkrishta gati is sakhyat vaikuntha gati. You will come that to my abode. The other way, the other acharya is also telling, see, paragati means madgatim param. Is param gati is why is madgatim param? They are saying param means paravarti gatim. Na turshucha paravarti gatim. Paravarti gatim means because now this is the last instruction of Krishna to their parents. Well, so now you have already known that I am the Supreme Personality of God and you are accepting me also as your child and you are very much trying and interested to save me from the cruel hand of Kansa. So now you will take me to Gokula. So now you will take me, then how only Putra Bhava will be there, Putra will not be there. Because you will keep me in Gokul. You will have viraha, separation. Both of you will be separated from me. So in this separation, in this time of separation, what you should do? You should only think of me constantly as your son, not only as your son, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. Putra bhavena and Brahma bhavena also. You think of me. By that, you will have some connection with me. When I am in Gokul, you can understand our Putra is in Gokul. He is not only Putra, he is also Supreme Person. He is there in Gokul. In this way, in this, now, this, and Parabarti, when after that, after 11 years, when I will come back, then I will be with you. Madgatim. You will get me as your own son and you will achieve me. So, that's also, Prabhupada is mentioning the same thing that actually the Lord does not give up. It is to be noted that because Vasudeva and Devaki would be separated from Krishna, when he was carried to Goloka, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, the Lord personally instructed them that they should always think of him as their son and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that would keep them in touch with him. After 11 years, the Lord would return to Mathura to be their son again, and therefore there was no question of separation. So, because Vasudeva and Devaki, by seeing the child when they saw the child in the full form like Ishvara, they started doing the stuti with the folding hands. In the stuti also sometimes they are thinking that you are our child, but you are the Supreme Person, you are Sakhyat Narayana. Both way they were doing their prayers. And when Krishna turned come, they are both of their finished their prayers, then Krishna started speaking to them and started consoling them. Don't worry, you are seeing me, I am Lord. And you know, and everybody knows, even Kansa knows, that I am going to kill him. Kansa knows that. But still you are fearful that Kansa will immediately come and kill you. So anyway, so what you want to know? You want to save you. If you are Supreme Person, if you are really merciful upon us, please tell us some way. We want to save you. To save me now, we don't know how to save you. We are already in this condition. You help us how to save you. Both Vasudeva and Devaki praying to Krishna that you please help us. We want to save you. So please help us in saving of yours. So then Krishna also told them, okay, you do one thing. If you want me to save, so then you take me to Gokul. In Gokul, in Nanda Bhavan, Jasoda had a baby child, a baby girl. So you take me now in this midnight. Door is closed, my hand is chained. No, you just take me, everything will be taken care of. So when Vasudev just seriously, he said, no, I want to save him. All these things they are doing now only. So just by thinking seriously to serve Krishna, he is becoming free from his chain, bondage. His hands and legs get freed. So this is our condition stage. If in condition stage, if you want to get free from this condition, then if we should have sincere desire to serve Krishna, to help Krishna, to serve Krishna. That sincere desire will make us free from our conditioning. That's what Vasudeva Devaki, immediately they get free from their chain. And when that thinking of serving is make them free by their hands and legs, then Vasudeva immediately, as Krishna instructed, he took him to a basket and keep him on his lap and started moving. When he hold the Krishna, now service started. Now there will be no hindrance, no obstacles. The iron, such a heavy iron door, immediately lock open and the door open. Door opened automatically. Vasudeva didn't push something or pull something or break the block, nothing. He didn't do anything. Automatically, if you started in reality serving Krishna, then there will should not be any obstacles. So that thing happened. Vasudeva, keeping Krishna in his lap, he went out. Door automatically opened. Then he was thinking, anyway, door opened, but there are high tight security. Every step, gunman, lathi man, and there. All securities, not a single at least, all of them, they had all slept in daytime, they are coming for only night guards, night duty. But all of them slept, snoring. Not a single of them was awake. All of them. And Vasudeva was in totally in different mood. He was not looking where security is there or not, they are sleeping or working, nothing. He was so serious and sincere in serving Krishna and saving Krishna. But by the Krishna's grace, everything is, they have all slept. It was raining. Vasudev didn't have an umbrella or a torch light. Deep, yeah, pitch dark, midnight. Ashtami Ratri. Midnight, dark, pitch dark. And it is raining. He would have just a newborn baby. Rain is happening, I should hold an umbrella or something. No. I want to save you. So that sincere desire of serving Krishna, the Krishna's arrangement, Swayam Ananta says, became umbrella. Okay, now rain will not there, you become umbrella. If Sakhyat Ananta Dev become umbrella, then what Indra can do? Indra will upper vision says, okay, my sir, I am doing my duty. Okay, now the umbrella is there, but no light. Special arrangement. And Ananta says, you know, in his hood, that special money is there. That money, the high power fox light is there in front. Already, Vasudev don't have to hold a torch or something like that. Already, front light is going. High powerful light. So, light is there, umbrella is there, and Vasudev just walking, all guards are sleeping. Even it was so heavily raining, Jamuna was overflooded. And Vasudev was forget that on the way I have to cross over Jamuna too. And there was no bridge at that time. And midnight there was no boat, nothing. He didn't think even that. He was just going, moving and moving. When Jamuna comes, when Jamuna went, he didn't know. He was holding Krishna and going. Sometimes some people they used to say in this particular pastime that when he was going through Jamuna, and Jamuna and the other waters, they are now same. You cannot figure it out. This is Jamuna, this is road water. Almost overflowed everywhere. And he was going through, and slowly, slowly he was going deep into water. And he was keeping Krishna on his lap. Now he is taking up. Oh, water is there. Then little more up, little more up, little more up. He is going deep in water. Jamuna water deep. Finally, he has hold Krishna like this. Already water comes into his mouth, into his nose, into his ears, into his eyes. Then he started crying. Somebody is there to help. Take my baby. I may die, but save my baby at least. He was shouting. Somehow or other, he is saying, if Krishna's grace, the chain open, if by Krishna's grace, door open, if by Krishna's grace, light, umbrella, security, all slept, if all the, then why not this Jamuna could have given path? This is not Krishna's grace? No, this is also Krishna's arrangement. Jamuna want to, he knew that my future husband is coming. Now he is in baby form, but he is my husband. Jamuna knows. Because she was performing tapasya for many, many years, only to have Krishna as her husband. And now she understood, oh, he appeared in baby form, now he is going, so at least I can touch his feet. That fortune I should. So he was trying to touch his feet, and if Vasudev would hold like that, then he should touch his feet and go down. But he was taking up, then Jamuna is going up. He is taking more up, and Jamuna is going more up. Sometimes they say that if you want to serve Krishna, to love Krishna, it is not that easy. You have to go through many, many tapasya. Not think that I will serve Krishna, there will be everything will be perfect, nice. No, no, no. Even the eternal father of Krishna, Vasudev, to help Krishna, Krishna first arranged that water goes inside his mouth and nose and ears and eyes in the beginning. Now only baby born Krishna. And then anyway, when Jamuna touches Krishna's feet, then Jamuna immediately road is there, no water, there was no problem. And Vasudev went and come back. Same night went to Mathura and exchanged his baby and come back. Kansaniv and Kansav know that the child is crying now. The securities informed them and he was coming, running. At that time already everything is done. He come back again, the door is closed and the chain is there and the baby girl is there. So, and they know that baby girl is there not. The Putrabhava, he is a Putri. Not Putrabhava. Itself, Krishna is telling, you take me and keep me thinking that my son is there in Gokul. In this separation, in this miserable condition, only thing will keep you happy. What thing will keep you happy? Only thinking of me. You will be okay if you think constantly of me. How I will think you now? As a putra. And as Ishwara too, as Brahma too. My son, and he is also Param Brahma. So by thinking like that, you will not suffer the separation. That long separation, just newborn baby and is away from us. Very tragic situation, miserable situation. Both father and mother, they just gave birth to the child. And same night, not even one day, same night separated. How you will suffer in this case? Now only you have to maintain this putra bhava and brahma bhava. And then paravarti, then after that, after 11 years, param gatim, then after that, madgatim, I will come back. I will come back to Mathura and then you will be with me. I am with you. Kansa will pass away. No hindrance, nothing, then we will both of us. Then that madgatim param gatim jasyathe. You will achieve that. And this thing will all happen because you have love and affection for me. Kritasneha. Kritasneha. And because of this thinking, you are doing as of affection and love for me. That's why you will achieve these things. So in this way we can also accept, if any one of us will try to think of Krishna constantly, but this thinking is not that easy, not possible unless we have sneha. And this sneha also, this that affection, that love will not also manifest unless we have a strong relation with Krishna, sambandha. So that's why Veda Shastra kahe sambandha jnana. In the first, in the sambandha videha prayojan, the first essential thing is keeping the relation, building the relation. The relation is there, but we have forgotten. So now Krishna is telling to Vasudeva even, your relation with me is putra bhava. Not only putra bhava, brahma bhava also. So that is sambandha. Krishna is immediately giving the sambandha jnana to Vasudeva. And telling that performing this, following this sambandha bhava, as a putra, if you will keep affection on me, and as a parameshwara, if you love me, then jasethe madgatim param. You will achieve me. But it will take some time, 11 years at least, because now you will take me to Gokul. Someone say after this lifetime maybe, that's what even it can be understood that because you have taken birth again and again, this is third birth, so now you don't have to take birth, you will achieve paragati, no rebirth again. But in other way, in paravarti gati, now I am going away, after some time I will come back, I will be with you. So Krishna and Vasudeva and Devaki inside the jail, their conversation is end now in by this verse. Almost text 32, Krishna started speaking, answering to their parents in the jail, and till 45, almost 13 verses, Krishna spoke to them, consoled them. And after that, now Sukadeva will tell, now that's it, now Krishna will active, Vasudeva will active to take him to Gokul. That thing will happen. We'll hear in next classes that what Sukadeva Goswami is telling and how Vasudeva is trying to take baby child. And by saying that, Krishna became, he was appearing, he appeared in the beginning as 400 form. By saying these things, he became immediately 200 form, normal child. And then Vasudeva hold him and take him to Gokul. Gokul Jatra. Now this Kansa's jail and this Stava appearance and discussion and Krishna's speaking, everything is end by this verse. So from tomorrow onwards, Sukadeva Goswami will continue about Vasudev's Gokul Jatra with Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes, sir. Any interpretation of Bhagavad Gita where it is clearly mentioned that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, and the instruction of Krishna is mainly on devotional service. This is the supreme devotional devotion of Krishna is the supreme way to achieve Him. That's okay. These two things is there, then that's a light. Yes. Small boy, then Ramakantra. Hey.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. But I was asking one question that, like, Vasudeva and Devaki have Vatsalya and Aishwarya Bhava towards Krishna. So, for us, which Bhava should we have for normal devotees?
Oh, nice. Because Vasudev Devaki are old, they are like mummy and papa. But you are like a child, Balak. So you should keep bhava of papa. That Krishna is your father. Okay? This is also Vatsalya bhava. Yes. Here Krishna is accepting Vasudev Devaki as their parents. Now you will accept him as your parents. Okay? Yes.
You said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put Brahma Shabda, the meaning of Brahma, mm-hmm. in Krishna.
Yes.
And before meaning
Sarvabhauma.
No. Sarvabhauma before meaning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was accepting Brahma.
Yeah, Sarvabhauma was accepting. Yes.
So how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately accepted Brahma means a Sakha? Because from the beginning he was Brahma means
Nirakar.
And Chaitanya
Yeah.
And Saravam Bhattacharya was a great pandit. How he immediately accepted?
Not immediately Krishna Shetji will accept like that. Mahaprabhu go through a proper discussion, give proper Vedic evidence. He told na Veda Sastra Kare Brahma Nirupana. All Veda Sastras there deciding Brahma as how na Brihat Vastu Ishwara Lakhana. It is the big things. Ishwara Lakhana Chide Surya Paripurna. Yes, that is there, but then he is saying that Brahma having all opulences, Sade Surya Paripurna, Swayam Bhagavan. So he gave all these references, long discussion there. And after long discussion, then concluding, he said, actually, Brahma means the main, the real meaning of Brahma means Swayam Bhagavan. And Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sastra Pramana. This is the conclusion of all Shastras, Vedic scripture, that Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and Swayam Bhagavan is the meaning of Brahma. He established in this way, properly. Then Sarvam accepted because it is in scripture, it is not bluffing like that. He gave all the evidences. Okay? Haan ji, yes. Anyway, both of you are there. Give.
Thank you so much. Maharaj, is any good task within my mind. Krishna is telling Parashutai or Devaki, think about him. Almanus was their son. So, like this text, now we see that the main subject of the text is thinking. So, it's like the super soul, which is also Krishna, is being covered. Why Krishna is not making any reference to that?
I can't follow what you are saying, super soul.
Okay. Like what I'm saying, Krishna is saying that both of them should think that on time he will be their son.
Yeah.
So the super soul, which is also Krishna.
Yeah.
There's no reference. It's like Krishna is being covered. In one sense, so I don't know. One part is being covered, another part is being a different aspect of the Leela. So
you have doubt about Super Soul and Krishna?
One part is playing, you know, the Leela, another part is being covered.
No, Krishna has different roles. As a Super Soul, he is present in every entity's heart as a Super Soul, and his role is to witness, as a proof he is there only, to help. He is there. He will not, that active, he will not do any pastime or something like that. But as a witness, as a overseer, he is there. But if you want to have some relation with him, you can't have relation with Paramatma, Super Soul. If you want to really maintain relation with that super soul, then that super soul will manifest as Bhagavan. Okay? In Bhagavan you can have relation. That's why. And Bhagavan is Krishna. And the super soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. First is like relationship. Vasudeva was serving Krishna like in a relationship that's so much determination gave that he just left it. But at the same time, in my case, something is there, but that determination is not there to serve.
Yeah.
So how to develop that?
Exactly. That's why our bhakti will be properly performed only when we have pakka relation, proper relation. So that proper relation if we know about Krishna, how we are related with Krishna, how he is related with us, then we will have the relation. We don't know that. We are in the present scenario
all of us are accepting our relation with our body and with the bodily relations and society. Because this body is a product of this material world. It's matter. Body is a product of matter. But we are not matter. We are spirit. But receive our misidentification. Even we are considering us as a body, and a body is a part of this material world, this matter. So we are keeping all relation with matter only, which is not, it is false relation. False relation, we are maintaining all our relation and accepting also that we are related with matter, but that is not, that is false. The real relation is with Supreme Spirit, because we are a spirit, we are part of the spirit, Supreme Spirit. Oh, that we have forgotten. That sambandha is there, it is still there, and will be there, it will never ever go away, but it is totally forgotten. Because we are so much association with Prakriti and Maya, in that prabhav, we have forgotten this relation. So now, to revive this forgotten relation, we have to know properly about the Lord. So that's why, in Bhagavad Gita, in that Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, the first verse, अहं सर्वस्य प्रभवो मत्त सर्व प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा मत्वा मीन्स नट ज्ञात्वा नट बाय नोइंग दिस आफ्टर नोइंग यू हैव टू एक्सेप्ट इट मानना पहले जानना देन मानना एंड इफ समबडी बाय नोइंग दिस ऑल दिस विभूति एंड दिस रिलेशन देन सो अभिकंपेन जोगेन मन अचल रिलेशन अभिकम्पलिस विदाउट एनी डेविएशन अनडिवाइडेड रिलेशन विल रिलेटेड विथ कृष्णा यस सो दैट रिलेशन विल एस्टैब्लिश्ड अगेन व्हेन वी एक्सेप्ट कृष्णा आज ही इज द सुप्रीम ओरिजिन एंड फ्रॉम हिम एवरीथिंग इज एक्टिवेटेड इवन इफ all these bodies, all of us, all these matters, everything comes out from Krishna. Not only comes out from Krishna. Whatever action is going on, any kriya, that also performed by, only by Krishna only. If we nicely understand this and accept this, then there is no way that we will surrender to Krishna and maintain relation to Krishna. There is no way. Just like all of us have a very attachment with the money, 2000 rupees note, isn't it? How? Before 2 years it was not there. Now it is here, there. Because we know that we can get so many facilities, we can use it in various ways. This knowledge is there, that's why you are attached. So when you understand how you utilize Krishna, what is the utility of him, then automatically you will get attached. And then strong attachment, strong relation will happen, love will happen. Because you don't have that proper knowledge of Krishna. That is the, okay?
Second question, like, here was Krishna is saying to like Brahma Bhavi, but as he inspired for Braj Bhakti, let us say, so there this Bhavi is not there.
No, no, so there Nanda Yashoda and Braj, they are in Mathura. That bhav, in the Braj bhav, only Madhurya is there. And there, Madhurya means Vatsalya, Sakhya and Madhurya, these three are there, predominant. But in Mathura, the Vatsalya bhav is there, but mixed with Aishwarya bhav. That is the difference between Mathura and Vrindavan. Okay.
So sometimes, like, especially in India, people worship like Krishna, the Laddu Gopal, and things like that.
So Laddu Gopal is like bachelor's, na? Bachelor's Gopal means child, small child. They are accepting Krishna as their small child. Yes.
But there is Brahma Bhavi is not there.
No problem. In any way, चेन तेन प्रकारेण मन कृष्ण निवेशेत गोप्या कामात भयेर कंसात एनी वे जस्ट गेट कनेक्टेड विद कृष्णा रिलेटेड विद कृष्णा दैट्स इट यू विल गेट द पॉजिटिव रिजल्ट.
And
see, if you get related with Krishna, what sahajya or asahajya, that's good for us. Whatever yang kama krodha sahaja pranayena bapi vatsalya moha guru gaurava sabya bhave sachintya tasya sadrusing tanumapurete govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami. In whatever way, if your mind, if your thinking connected to Krishna, no matter whatever way, you will be benefited. Okay? So that it should be the Krishna, not should be neither. Any comments?
Yes,
Hare Krishna. That's it. Don't go to that much complicacy. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Simple formula. Hare Krishna.